How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, and we are here tonight for the next 2 hours. And, of course, much needs to be talked about, I'm sure. And we have invited once again, back by popular demand, our resident commentator and columnist from NewsWithViews.com, D.V. Kidd, who has graciously consented to return to the airwaves here during these tumultuous times. And let me say hello to D.V. Kidd right now. Hello, D.V.
Good evening, Rick.
Well, thank you. It's good to have you back again, and I know your columns grow stronger and stronger with each passing week, and there are many of them that certainly we look forward to, and, of course, the issues that are in the news currently. There's many things going on, and I guess I really should start with really, what's going on Capitol Hill? There's a lot of treachery going on between the Democrats and the Republicrats, isn't there?
Yeah, they're back to doing the same old childish foot stomping, mm-hmm. while the important issues are not being talked about, and the American people continue to suffer. And my last column was, you know, on this very subject matter.
Yes.
While the you know, this ridiculous business of passing resolutions in the United States Congress because one party doesn't like a particular newspaper ad. I didn't like it either. Or the House passing another resolution to support a talk show host that's being attacked while the war continues on, while the counterfeit Senate once again authorizes another $150 billion in hot checks, mm-hmm. since there's no money in the Treasury for this war. And, of course, the American people are being fleeced into poverty, while these people back there, like I said, concentrate on ridiculous... And that's not the only ones. A couple of months ago, I mentioned at the end of one of my columns that Congress... And I gave some examples, and you can go to Thomas Locator and look at the resolutions... honoring, you know, a local high school basketball team. For crying out loud, where does it say in Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Congress that these people are supposed to spend their time, you know, working up resolutions and the time to vote on them and change the language to honor a high school basketball team?
Mm.
You know, the issues that need to be brought out there for dialogue with Americans and force these politicians to talk about are things that would help the American people, which was the subject of my column yesterday, mm-hmm. like the withholding taxing scheme that is devastating to people. And it is a solution that Congress simply refuses to implement, except for Ron Paul. And I did link to a press release he had December 12, 2000, where he introduced legislation to get rid of this temporary war tax. And, of course, it went nowhere because the one-party system doing the two-party dance, they don't want to get rid of it. They need to keep taking the fruits of our labors for all of this unconstitutional spending, throwing mm-hmm. money at the Communist United Nations and the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank and pork projects and foreign welfare they call foreign aid. And the American people are being turned into beggars in their own land.
They certainly are. And that's a good opening salvo from D.V. Kidd, our guest. And we'll be back with our guest and your calls. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Yes, indeed. And we have D.V. Kidd with us tonight, journalist, lecturer, author of books, Why a Bankrupt America and Blind Loyalty. And, of course, she has a very beautiful dog, too. I had to mention that, D.V.
That's Mr. Willie.
Mr. Willie, huh?
My other one is Little Dusty, and my Quaker parakeet is Robert the Bruce.
There you are. All right. As long as it's not Slick Willie, that's okay.
Oh, right? No, I named him after William Wallace.
I know.
I got him at the pound, and he was crowded into a cage with 5 big, huge dogs, and he was
right.
A fighter. So
exactly.
I named him Sir William Wallace.
I want to get into a lot of things that you're concerned about that I think all Americans should be concerned about, but, of course, the bought and paid for corrupt media are not, and that is the lost treaty right now, the Law of the Sea Treaty, which has captivated many of us because it has escaped mention in much, if not most, of the media. And yet it has dire consequences for the United States if the Senate ratifies this treaty, which has, you know, resurfaced time and time and time again. And here you have the Bush administration lobbying Congress and sending people to lie, like John Negroponte and Secretary of State Rice and the rest of them. And they're caught in lies. And as one of the callers said, how come we allow them to get away with lying to Congress? I said, well, I think it's because the Congress lies to us all the time. So, you know, when you've got one liar that lying to another liar, really, what do you expect to be done?
Well, first of all, and this is one of my pet projects, you know, these senators, and if it takes till the day I die, one state in this union is going to challenge the 17th Amendment, because we have to get rid of these senators. One of the prime things that they do, mm-hmm. of course, is treaties, and they circumvent the U.S. Constitution via the treaty, and since they sit in law under an office under law that doesn't even exist, it is one of my pet issues. But this, the Law of the Sea Treaty, of course, will be another tax, a royalty tax. It'll be distributed to participating nations. It is just another way for the globalists to grab up the natural resources that are in the ocean and force all the people of the earth to pay to enrich other people. And it, of course, diminishes our sovereignty once again, and it's, you know, part of the global taxing system. And of course, they're trying to shove it down our throat, the same as they tried the amnesty bill, the same as they tried the dream amnesty. It's just unbelievable, and it's not going to stop until these people are, you know, removed from office. And we cannot seem to do that for a number of reasons. One is, we know vote fraud is rampant. We know that the voting rolls are tainted with illegal aliens voting, and so many Americans vote one issue. It's either for abortion or homosexual rights or health care, free health care. Mm-hmm. I don't know where anybody ever got that idea. But the American people, they don't pay any attention to any of this, and it's killing this country.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, right now, as it stands, there are people who mean well, and they will vote for George Bush based upon the idea that he was against abortion, or that he is for a strong America. And as we've seen in all instances, that has been just revealed to be a total fabrication. But the spinmeisters have convinced these groups and their leadership. You know, we've seen them fall, many of them, and many of them yet have to fall, you know, have followed Karl Rove down the path of lies and more lies and more lies. And that's okay, because he's done his job. You know, he's deceived the so-called evangelical Christian vote. And he's managed to, for a long time, deceive the conservative Republican vote. And yet they stood by this man, knowing full well that had George Bush won the label of Democrat, he would never have been able to get away with what he got away with the Republicans in Congress. And yet he did. And people now are saying, well, we don't want George Bush anymore, so we got to look at Mr. Giuliani. And Giuliani is terrible. So if it's a choice between Rudy Tutti Frutti and Hillary Clinton, well, of course, we'll settle for Rudy anyway.
And that's exactly, you just hit it on the head.
Yes.
Because go out on the street and ask somebody, who is the power structure behind the party, Democrats or Republicans?
Yeah.
In your state, because you need to. I ran for Congress as a Republican, so I found out how the machine works.
Yep.
And all politics are local, but when it comes to the presidency, these power brokers at the state level, they manipulate the party faithful, and of course all the orders drift down to the local level. And so what they do is they take and push out all these undesirables with one that kind of sort of has a message that will appeal to whichever special interest group. And then they scare them to death, because the other side that's funded by, you know, the masters of the game who fund both sides of the issue or both parties, they say, wow, you don't want her in there, so therefore you're going to take the candidate that we have maneuvered in there. Because it doesn't matter how many people want Ron Paul, and there's millions of them. The machine is going to make sure that at that convention next year, they're going to have enough delegates in there, so no matter how many straw polls or caucuses or primaries that Ron Paul wins, unless there's enough of Ron Paul's delegates at that convention next summer, it will be one of the sewage that they're trying to shove down the party faithful's throat. And then, regardless of whether it's Rudy Giuliani, the cross-dresser serial adulterer, or Mitt Romney, I call him the flim-flam man, regardless, the scare is going to bring out the boogie woman, and she is. She is one of the most evil, evil people ever to sit in public office, which she doesn't because she's a phony senator. And that's how they keep the game going. They keep we the people pitted against we the people. However, there is a true revolution going on in this country. People have finally caught on and have had enough, and they're saying, I'm not going to vote for the lesser of two evils because evil is still evil. But the machine still runs the process. And with the compromised media, who I have nothing but contempt for these people, they take up the slack and continue to manipulate it. The other day on Fox News, whichever one of the puppet masters was on, referred to Ron Paul supporters as zealots. I didn't hear him say that about Rudy Giuliani, the crossdresser.
Yeah. No, it's just amazing that, you know, these people have any credibility whatsoever. And, you know, every day I meet people, I talk to people, and I think the average person, it has always been this way. The average person, when you start to sit down and talk with them and tell them this, they're willing to listen, and they're willing to say, yes, you're absolutely right. We've been fooled. I'm fed up with the politicians. I'm fed up with the liars and so forth and so on. But regardless of what the people think and what they believe to be right or wrong, the power structure, the power elite, as has been referred to many times by you and Deanna and many other columnists, will do what it wants regardless. And when George Bush says, I'm the one that gets to decide whether we get to go to war, that is the emperor speaking. And the emperor could care less what the goyim, what the people think on the street, because he, as far as he's concerned, he's the man that makes the decisions. Right or wrong, he will accept no responsibility for his actions, but he will impose them nonetheless. So, hey, for over, about 95 years now, we've been ruled by this power elite, and they've given us an income tax that is not legal, direct election of senators, as you said, and, of course, this Federal Reserve System. So they have gotten what they wanted initially, to get us into wars, to break our sovereignty, to destroy our independence, and make us more dependent now than ever before. And that has in turn resulted in the very things that we've said they would result in for years. You'll lose your jobs, you'll lose your freedom, you'll lose your independence, you'll lose your rights, and they laughed, you know, DV. They laughed at me when I was saying this before. Well, bless their little hearts, they're not laughing anymore. But
they're
now
scared.
It's too late.
They're
it's too
scared.
Late unless they get their blessed assurances and move them off the chair.
And,
you know?
And Americans are scared. You know, I got an email this morning from a man who read my column yesterday, and he said, oh, my God, I call this panic reading of my columns. People read it, and they skip over, you know, the sentence that says, we must fund out Social Security for people who need it.
Right.
He panic read it. And he said, you know, I've had all of these operations and stuff. And he said, I depend on my Social Security. And if you take away Medicare, well, how would I have ever afforded all these operations, ma'am? We're scared. And I thought to myself, you see how they've done it?
Exactly.
They have weaned you on to mother government with these so-called entitlement programs.
Absolutely.
That are mathematically flawed, not Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative. They're mathematically flawed, and they were from the beginning, and they will never be anything other than a hole in the water that you pour water into that is rife with fraud. And so now you have 45 million people who depend on these systems for their very existence, especially the medical care, because, you know, most people are not taking care of themselves, but also they unwittingly and unknowingly are ingesting these dangerous things like aspartame and the foods that they eat and the soft drinks and everything. So now they've got them where they want them so that they will excuse everything as long as you promise to continue these entitlement programs.
Oh, boy. You know, you hit the nail on the head. I want to come right back to that, D.V., when we return with more Uncensored Radio, Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. D.V. Kidd, my guest. I'm Rick Adams.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, we're back. D.V. Kidd, my guest, and those of you who may be on the line already, hang in there for a few minutes, because I'd like to just address a few points. And D.V., you just struck on one that reminded me of the book The People's Pottage. I'm sure you probably.
Oh, yeah.
And that book, you know, years ago, written by, was it Gary Garret, I believe?
I forget. It's over there. In
yeah,
the
Gary Garret. And he hit the nail on the head. And basically, he's saying what you just said, how America sold her soul many years ago. And really, it came with the raw deal, the so-called New Deal, that was pushed on America by the puppeteers through Roosevelt's communist administration. And we, of course, didn't realize it then what had happened, but they created a depression through expansion of the money supply, World War One, and the Federal Reserve System. And then, of course, they put the brakes on, created poverty, created a massive dislocation after they had told us the Fed would solve all of our problems. There'd be no more silver panics, no more gold panics, and so forth. Well, once they created the poverty, well, of course, they came along and offered the solution. And, of course, that had to involve getting Americans dependent on the government to do what the government wanted it to do, as long as the government promised to take care of them from the cradle to the grave. And as you pointed out just now, several generations now passed, and all people know is the government will be there to protect me. And that is communism. That is socialism. That is collectivism. But which conservative will you point to first who would resist any of this?
Well, of course, there's only, as far as the office of the presidency goes, there's only one individual, and that's Ron Paul. And in my opinion, he's the greatest statesman of our time. He's the only statesman to serve in the United States Congress in my lifetime that I can remember. He has, as I said earlier, he introduced a bill in 2000 to get rid of the withholding taxing scheme. And a couple of, many times, he's introduced, let's see, this one was June 15, 2007. He introduced another bill, the Federal Reserve Board Abolition Act. I mean, he fully understands it, but that's why the machine is going after him. And people ask me this all the time because they don't really understand how these systems work, which is why I direct into a featured column on my website titled Why an Income Tax is Not Necessary to Fund the Federal Government.
Right.
Because people, they don't know that without the central bank, Congress would be held to the spending limits under Article 1, Section 8. Mm-hmm. That means there wouldn't be these $10 billion a month unholy wars, invasions of other countries, because there wouldn't be enough money to do this.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have their $900 billion worth of entitlement programs and all of these unconstitutional cabinets. You see this, these Republican candidates talking about, especially Rudy Giuliani, talking about, shame on Congress. They've been overspending. We have to go back to Republican roots. That's not going to happen as long as either party remains in power. I don't care which side of the aisle that they're from. They're not going to stop until you take away the bank. And, you know, that's why it's remained in existence, because you have, especially women who serve in Congress, and I wrote a column a couple of years ago for WorldNet Daily when I was still writing for them, to oust every single woman in Congress, because what they're doing is they're going to Congress with their hormones, and they're bringing real-life experience, i.e., I forget which one of them, out of California. She was on welfare living out of her car, and somehow she got elected to Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So every single bill that she introduces or co-sponsors or votes for is some sort of welfare. Carolyn McCarthy, tragically, her husband and was killed in one of those subway shootings. So she gets herself elected to Congress on an anti-Second Amendment bill. These women are feminizing the political arena, and they're killing this country, So it's, like I said in one of my recent columns, you have to break up the power structure, and I personally support the Constitution Party. And if you could get 75 to 100 of those seats taken by the CP candidates, we would begin to see a turnaround. But I say this all the time. We have to remember that the people who own the central banks around the world, these are the most wealthiest, powerful people on this globe. They buy and sell and move around governments on this globe. Mm-hmm. You think they care about these little pieces of lint they call patriots in this country? This is a fight to the absolute death for this republic.
Well, that's right. And I remember Congressman Gonzalez in Texas, when he started, stepping on some pretty big toes there at the Federal Reserve, what happened to him? Well, three attempts were made on his life, and he got the message pretty fast.
I'm convinced that the Lindbergh kidnapping was a warning to Senator Charles Lindbergh Sr., mm-hmm. because he was after the central bank.
Oh, absolutely. And he warned the nation about them.
He railed against them all the time. But like I said, most members of Congress don't have a clue as to how the central bank and the taxing scheme and all of it tied in together. All they know is they go in there because their constituents said, more money for education.
Yeah.
More money for Social Security. That's all they know.
Rah, rah, rah. All right, we'll be back, Davey. We'll take some calls at 1-800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere Talk Radio. Davey Kidd, my guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And we're back now, Radio Avenger, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and Davey Kidd, my guest. Let me take a call right now, Davey. Let's go to one of your fans right here, and he is Ernie from Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hi, Rick, and hi, Davey. Yes, very much a fan of Davey Kidd.
Hi, Ernie.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Oh, hanging in there.
I don't know how you do it. After your surgery not too long ago, and you continue to write such outstanding, detailed, clear, concise columns, And, you know, I read about what the illegals are doing and how you have such a good handle on that and all the other issues that are facing the country. It seems like we're just inundated. We have a country of 300 million people, and what do we have here for president and vice president since 1980 but either a Bush or a Clinton, and with the likelihood of Hillary in the future? Will we ever get rid of these two families?
Well, it's not going to happen until several things are done, and I'm happy to say that people are active. There is a quiet revolution going on. I have received a lot of email over the last month or so from people who are applying to become delegates to the Republican convention. We need to get Constitution Party member candidates elected to Congress and the state legislatures. The platform of the CP Party is 100% constitutional, and you have to take away the power of these, the one party doing the two-party tap dance. We have to straighten out our voting system. And, of course, we have to get out there and help educate our fellow Americans. But we are putting the pressure on. I just read a little while ago, I'm going to put my glasses on here, believe it or not, the federal government has sued the entire state of Illinois for flouting immigration law. If you can believe that, the federal government has gone after the state and said, hey, you are flouting the law, you're not following the law, you're violating the law, and we are going after you. So
well,
this
Debbie,
is tremendous.
Well, that is, but, you know, I still remember the promised and the lawfully required two-tier fence that was passed last year, or the last year the House was dominated, had a Republican majority. It was supposed to be an 800-plus-mile fence, two-tier, and we've yet to see the second tier, and just a little bit of the mileage, what, 100 miles at best?
I don't even think it's that much. That's why at this point in time, we're at the end game.
But have you given much thought? And, you know, I read your readings, and I look forward every time you write a piece, and you always surprise me with the level of detail, and you're hard-hitting. But what's in the back of my mind is the world, and you write about the fiat money and the crisis and the dollar declining and the hidden tax and the inflation tax and the cover-up there, and how the American people aren't really feeling the pain of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, but yet we're slowly being drained as a nation. But have you given any thought to Father Bush's Agenda 21 and their goal to reduce the world population by 80% to 90%? And is there a link to the national health insurance scheme coming?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why in a couple of my columns in the last couple of months, I have, you know, tried to stress that we have to go after constitutionalists. We have to go after the lower level offices. The mayors have been targeted for Agenda 21. We need to get rid of as many mayors, county board of supervisors, city council, and sheriffs, because all politics are local. As far as this so-called national health care, what they've done, they meaning the pharmaceutical and the pimping, the FDA that pimps for the pharmaceutical industry, the food industry who care only for profit. We have a sick and dying nation out there. There's no money in the cure, only the treatment. And so we have tens of millions of Americans, partly through their own fault from not controlling and eating properly. But, and I was just, you know, talking about this on George Putnam's show this afternoon when I did it. You now have millions and millions of Americans go into their house and look at their medicine cabinets. They've got more pill bottles than a pharmacy. Pills for depression and pills for this, that. I honestly believe that they're incapable any longer of seeing anything outside the 3 square feet around their bodies. They go to work by rote, and they make all of these demands. The American people are begging for their own demise, and they have lost that edge to be self-reliant, determined, but and self-sufficient. And it's epidemic in this country, but they are feeling the pain. I mean, the beginnings of this depression And, these economists who are lying and saying, oh, you know, there's a 50-50 chance we're going to have a recession, that's a bunch of bull. It's been a recession for the last year. As a matter of fact, and I'm sure you heard about this, Rick, about what was it, NetBank was the first one to close a week or so ago, and the Dutch bailed them out.
Yes, we talked about that on the show.
A second bank just closed yesterday. The federal government took over another bank in Ohio because it's gone belly up.
Oh, yeah. This is going to make the savings and loan debacle look like a picnic.
Well, after $200 billion pumped into this to save the banks, not as the politicians try to convince everybody that they feel your pain and they want to help out. It didn't have anything to do with that. It had everything to do with saving the banks. And I wish I could find Pat Riott, who wrote this amazing book, because it's still copyrighted. It's called The Greatest Story Never Told, and it's fully footnoted and documented how on the night of the engineered crash, October 29th, 1929, there were 40 of the biggest bankers in the country had a party in New York City, and guess who just happened to be there?
Winston Churchill.
That's right. Absolutely, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're walking down the same paths, the trends with the automobile industry. It's all there. And another thing I brought out on George's show today, the American people themselves have nobody to blame but themselves, because these formerly American companies like Brock Candy and Fruit of the Loom and Dell and Boeing, they've all sold out and dumped on the American worker and gone off U.S. soil. But millions of Americans own stock in these companies. So their dividend checks, especially defense contractors, drip with the blood of the innocent, and yet they won't sell their stock. So, you know what?
Payday is
They're
coming.
They're part and parcel to the destruction of our own country.
Absolutely.
And one last comment, Zeedee.
Yes.
Before you
sorry.
Go, Davey, I'm sorry.
No.
This upcoming UN convention on the law of the sea, and the Bilderbergs want this in the worst way. They want the UN to have international taxing authority. Now, what is your take right now? Is that bill going to pass?
Unless we put tremendous pressure, and it can be at any time. So tomorrow's Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Monday.
Monday.
Get on the phone. And if you can, send
Holiday.
It back to your counterfeit senator and demand that they vote no. We have to do the same thing we did with the amnesty program. But once again, this is why I'm so keen on the getting one state to challenge the 17th Amendment. And I have some good news. I finally convinced Bill Benson, God bless that man, to let me scan his proof the 17th Amendment was never ratified, and get it up on his website so people can buy it for a couple of dollars and have immediate access to it so they can get to their state legislatures and get it to their friends and family so that more people know about it. This is going to be wonderful, because I've been to the National Archives in Washington, D.C. Larry Becraft and I have spent, different trips, but many, many hours at the National Archives waiting for them to pull the original documents that were submitted by the Secretary of State for the 48 states at the time. And on the 16th Amendment, they don't match. Philander Chase Knox committed fraud. And on the 17th Amendment, the documents sent, these are original documents. They do not match the proclamation from William Jennings Bryan when he declared the 17th Amendment. The fraud on the 17th Amendment ratification is even worse than the 16th.
Not to mention the 14th, that was never legally ratified either.
I know.
It just is unbelievable how they've pulled the wool over our eyes.
But the average Joe out there, and I've been all over this country, I've been at this 18 years, people are caught up in their own little world. And, this isn't making an excuse for them, but I've been to all the major cities, to Los Angeles, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Detroit, Miami, New York City, Washington, D.C. There, people have been driven off the land because of NAFTA and GATT. They've been driven into these huge crime-infested cities that cannot support the infrastructure, and they're now on a treadmill, and they don't know how to get off.
Yep.
It broke my heart in 1995, late in 1995, and then it turned around in 96, driving across the country, driving through town after town after town in Nebraska and Iowa and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Illinois, and seeing once thriving communities with empty silos, broken down buildings. The only people left are the old people like me. And, you know, there's the young people and the young families have gone to, you know, drive to Indianapolis. You would not believe the size of that town. And people, you know, children don't even know who their grandmother or grandfather are. And like I said, they get pushed into these big, huge cities like L.A. where you have to plan your day around the commute traffic, literally. And they, in Sacramento, I moved from Sacramento a year ago this past June. You know, people get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. They try to get the kids out the door, give them some garbage for breakfast, get them off to school or to daycare. The six-month-old infant, they go sit in commute traffic. They get to work. They deal with all of that, afraid of outsourcing, downsizing, insizing. They get off of work. They've run errands during their lunch hour or gone to some junk joint like McDonald's and pumped their bodies full of absolute non-nutritional junk. They get right back in the commute traffic. They got to pick up Susie, Johnny. Somebody's got to do. By the time people fall into bed at 9 o'clock at night, do you really think that they want to read The Brotherhood of Darkness by Stan Monteith? They don't.
Well, I'd like to know when they fed their children breakfast. Isn't that the school's responsibility now?
Oh, sure, because, you know, you can't, it's all for the children.
Yeah.
You know, that's
yes.
Miss Hillary. This woman is so incredibly dangerous. My column Monday is going to be titled, Real Men Don't Vote for Hillary Clinton.
I thought you were going to have a title, Save the Children.
Yeah.
No.
All right, Ernie, thank you for the call. Let's grab another call. Richard in Texas, you're with us in DV Kid.
How are you doing there, sir?
Good.
I'm glad to talk to you. Yeah, I just want to say she pretty much covers everything and doesn't leave much on the table.
No, she doesn't.
You know, I'm half Italian, Richard. Give me a break.
Oh, no, you're doing a great job. It's wonderful listening to you. But, you know, they had this deck of cards for the so-called Al-Qaeda and that group. I'm thinking we ought to create a deck of cards for the Negroponte's, George Tenet's, and all those criminals that set us up like they have and start circulating them. So when they do finally, you know, do their final act, at least people will know what the criminals, because people don't really know what these people look like, you know. And we need to start circulating their photographs. I mean, literally, putting exactly what crimes, the most notorious crimes they all committed. I'm talking from the Rockefellers to, you know, the main leaders. Because most people don't even know who these people are, but we could at least, you know, circulate their pictures over the internet. You know, we all know who, you know, Miss Clinton is and who Condoleezza is and Colin, but they don't know who the Negropontes are and the Richard Armitages and all the people who set us up 20, 30, 40 years ago. You know, we need to start exposing these people for what they are and, you know, by showing their pictures all over the internet, you know, and selling that as a product like they did, you know.
A great idea, and I think we should call the deck of cards Flush the Rats.
Right, exactly.
But
I want to add a little bit more to that. That's just a little bit of gravity, but I think we need to do it. But let me ask you, do you think we're imposing upon the churches enough? I don't care if it's Muslim, you know, Jewish or Christian. You know, when I talk to most people around the country, and I do a lot of traveling around the city of Austin, it seems like all of them have basically forfeited what's demanded of them, which is the search for the truth. You know, nobody really wants to deal with, you know, the neglect of the preachers. Everybody said, well, it's the 501c3. And that's true. You know, I'm sure it's a money motive. But, you know, these radio stations like yours, if we would make more demands, you know, out, over the air like this, demand that these preachers start exposing the New World Order, you know, and let it be known that they've sold us out to the Father, and talk about it every night, because never mentioned.
Rich,
they're getting away scot-free. The churches are growing.
Richard, I've got a good solution. If the people who are listening to us, who belong to these churches, would take their money out of these churches and not give in the collection plate, you'd see some changes pretty fast, believe me.
That's what I was going to say next. It's not enough of that. You know, people don't hold their preachers to that standard. Hey, if you're not going to tell us what's really going on in the political world and the religious, because they're all intertwined, we can't escape that. then we're leaving your church. Like, there's not one
That's
major
it. That's the key.
Or one major in any denomination who has stepped out and said 9/11 was an inside job. You have Pastor Butch Paul, you know, but he's not one of the mega churches. You know, and the Christian people who are in this movement need to start leaving these churches who are allowing this great secret to maintain itself. If you're not going to tell us who did 9/11 and expose these devils, and I'm speaking mainly to the Muslims, too. They're too quiet. When I talk to them, they act like they're scared to death because they're safe here in America. They don't have to defend their religion. If you're a true Muslim or whatever, you should be willing to step up and say 9/11 was an inside job, like you, like Alex, and like John Stadtmiller and DBK and everybody else who's putting their life on the line.
Mm-hmm.
These Muslims are getting away scot-free by just being quiet and hope it all blows over, mm-hmm. while their brethren over in Iraq and Iran are suffering, dying by the millions. These religious people need to start stepping up and doing what religious people are supposed to do. That's just, if I get upset about it, hey, that's, I'm sorry, but that's all I have to say.
Well spoken, Richard. And I think DV will say amen to that.
Well, you know,
all right, well, thank you, folks, and have a good night.
All right.
One of the most wonderful things, besides all of the frustration of the last 18 years, that I have had, you know, the blessings of being able to go around the country and primarily the East Coast. When you go through states like Pennsylvania and Ohio and Virginia, they're just dotted with churches everywhere. The most beautiful churches, but unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
The churches fell prey to the 501c, like Richard said,
mm-hmm.
and quite, you know, my personal opinion is they've sold out their faithful and replaced them with what I call social houses,
mm-hmm.
instead of, you know, places that worship. Remember the part in the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson? I know that's
yes.
politically incorrect. But remember when the parson,
yep.
when they were getting ready to put the militia together,
right.
and he took off his hat and he said, I go where my flock needs me, and he picked up his gun?
Yes,
I thought,
sir.
How cool.
Amen. All
None
right, stay where you are, Dave. We got a quick break, and we'll talk to Harold next. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Okay, I'm back now. Rick Adams with you. And we got a call off the air, but didn't come on the air, Devi, about a scriptural reference to silly women ruling over us today. Now, was that a reference to Hillary Clinton?
Well, Hillary Clinton's in a class of her own. I wrote a column about it a couple of years ago, and every once in a while when I'm out of town, Paul posted. It's called The Marxist Influence, How Bill and Hillary gave a lot of money to the Institute for Policy Studies, which was on the FBI's terrorist watch list at the time. But this woman has tremendous influence, you know, promoting the toxic feminist message. And she literally is leading millions of women down the path to the communitarian doctrine.
I think
dangerous.
Right. The reference was to the times in which we live of apostasy and declenching in the church, resulting in the judgment of having these people rule over us, these feminists and feminization of our country. I think that was the point. And certainly Hillary would probably fall right into that category.
She's a narcissist, and she's an evil, evil person. And, you know, as far as her and her husband, he's a whore. And how any self-respecting woman would put up with his infidelity and have it, you know, not only be unfaithful as many times as he has, being accused of rape, but to have it rubbed in your nose in front of the entire world, and then come back a few years later like they're on their honeymoon, and that he's just some, you know, wonderful ex-president who's out there for the children for the money. It is absolutely enough to gag a maggot.
Yeah.
Like I said, my column on Monday, I'm going after the men.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. I think it was a marriage of convenience, too.
Of course it is.
As we saw with the kings, you know, Coretta and Martin Luther. And
oh, yeah.
So it's all, you know, for the greater good of our nation, quote, unquote. Let me take a quick call here, because I don't know how much time you have, but let's take another call from Texas. And our guest, our caller, I forget your name, but Harold, is it? Yeah, Harold, you're on the air with DV Kid.
What do you say, Rick? Been a while since I talked to you.
Yes, Harold.
And you've got a great lady on there tonight.
Yes.
Are you flirting, Harold?
Ma'am? I'm asking for a date.
Oh, please.
No,
all right.
That Hillary Clinton, her and Bill are the two of the biggest liars in the world.
That's no wonder they've advanced in politics, then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman was talking a while ago about the churches. Well, now, when these people go to church, they don't want to hear the truth. They want that preacher to tell them and to tickle their ears and tell them how good they are and how God loves them. And, well, they'll donate more to his collection plate.
And don't forget the guitar strumming.
And then they've got them big televisions. And then they got the big television in there where they can watch the football games and Dancing with the Stars and all these queer shows on there and all this junk.
All so, I want is to be able to pass the hat, that's all.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all I want, Harold.
And
you know, Harold, a long time ago, before the electronic age came along, Americans used to sit and they knew their neighbors. They talked about politics. They talked about their freedoms. They were much more engaged in the process of their freedom and their wallet. But
yes,
you're
ma'am.
Right about the television. The American people are addicted to alcohol, drugs, pornography, the TV, sports. And You know, they're going to pay a dear price for it. We're all going to pay.
Yes, ma'am, we are. And here in Tennessee, or three cars.
Well, you're in Tennessee. All right. Hang on if you
can. I love Tennessee, and thank you again, Rick, for having me on.
DV, do you have to leave?
Yeah, I'm
all right.
Hosting.
I appreciate the hour, though.
Yeah,
we'll talk again.
I'm hosting Larry Becraft's radio show tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So
hey, good enough. Thank you for being here, and Harold, you can stay on if you wish.
With